You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. Using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show.
On exploring the paranormal perspective.
I have the wonderful, the fantabulous, the awesome, my best bud, Johnny Hauser. How are you?
Good. How are you? Cheers.
Cheers.
That was a long time ago. It was 3 weeks ago.
I still would have hurled over the side.
Well, I've always been a true crime nerd. For me, like, it wasn't like I'm not one of these guys that think serial killers are awesome. I mean, most of them are disgusting dirtbags, honestly.
Yep.
All of them are. Yeah. Most of them. Like forensic psychology. Like, why do people do what they do? And that started in fifth grade. Did the awkward, I used to live here. Anything weird happen? And the reason, all my family's in Arkansas. So I was visiting mom and dad. Mom has all these photo albums in chronological order, like from the 60s on up. I mean, it's almost OCD, you know, it's like every picture you could ever want. And so I'm looking like in the 80s, like how dumb I looked with my mullet and my sweatpants with cowboy boots.
Hey, at least you didn't have the leg warmers on.
Right.
And the big hair.
My red sweatpants tucked into my snakeskin cowboy boots. That was awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I get tired of talking about it sometimes. You know, it's just like, dude, we're having breakfast right? at Denny's. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about something else. Let's catch up. What have you been up to, aside from paranormal?
And Nick will be 4 in the morning at Denny's. You know, I really think with these existing planes of perception and reality, like, it's like... buddy of mine's very much into storm chasing and stuff, and there's a story that him and his girlfriend came down, visited, and it starts storming, so we're up at the cemetery and it's a great view, and he's like, those are mammatus clouds. I'm like, what are? He's like, well, it's the clouds that look like boobs. I'm like, okay, I can remember that.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Boobs. I'm going to have to
find... Read newspapers from a state away that get it totally different than what happened. You know, so it's like...
That's the media for you. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it was that way 11 years ago. The newspaper in Villisca got Joe Moore's name and age wrong.
Go ahead.
We could start online cursive training classes
for right?
$50 a pop and then print out a stupid certificate and mail it to them afterwards. There's no documents saying that anywhere.
Really?
So I reached out to Dr. Epperly, who's a big mentor of mine on this, same as Roy Marshall. What? Killers can't look like us. It's a blood-soaked lunatic sex fiend living in a barn, which never was found. With their ideas, and I'd never shoot them down because I don't... Could be. Who knows?
That's true. That's true.
And this is 1918.
Yeah.
He woke up, went for a walk, saw a shadow in the backyard of the axe murder house. Anxiety. Like a... And I just got to say, I love this podcast because it's not answer question to say this. It's two people having beers and a conversation.
Yes.
And that is the greatest format ever.
Aw, thank you. I love this format because it brings us together as friends.
It's real. Like, yes. This is what I know in my life. Having a beer with somebody and just having a conversation about weird things.
Exactly. Exactly.
If I did that, I would still be made fun of to this day. Like, remember that time you wore a blazer?
Don't forget to click that like, subscribe, follow. You know the drill. Wherever you watch, wherever you listen. And thank you so much for your support.
Right when I started at the axe house.
Bad boob. Somebody came into Kate with bad boobs and yum, yum, yum.
Right when I came to the axe house is right when Ghost Hunters came out.
Oh, no.
So I started, of course, I watched Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
There was nowhere that Ghost Hunters was it.
Yep.
And it's just like, and I'm at the axe house and it was so exciting and so new and. We'd get teams down that, like I say, I didn't know people wore matching shirts and investigated ghosts. I had no idea that even existed. In fact, the first paranormal convention I went to a lecture. It's like, oh, I just want to learn everything I can learn on the subject, you know? And they go, never, ever, ever investigate alone and never let kids investigate. And I was like, I heard that all up already. It's like all I ever did was investigate by myself.
Yeah.
And what kid isn't going to curious. A cemetery or playing Bloody Mary? Or...
Right? I did it as a kid.
Yeah, that's all of us did. That's why we're doing it as adults. You know? I'm like, why can't you investigate alone? You could fall through a ceiling of an old building and, like, I'm not that stupid. I'm going to walk on a floor that's falling apart.
Well, you never know. There are some people that go out there, and that's what I tell people all the time. Make sure you at least let somebody know you're going.
Yeah.
But I no, did. You don't have to have anybody there with you. My family has told me you need to let us know where you're going. Yeah.
And I get the
respect. Sure. You know, I'll tell them where I'm going and when I'm going. But... You know, some people like you and my friend Jason Alexander, the ghost guy, like to go out by themselves without telling anybody where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what if you were to have fallen through? Nobody would have known. You could have broke your neck, or you could have broke a leg, or you could have broken or busted up and opened an artery and bled out, and nobody would have known.
Yeah, you can do that crossing the street too.
What is this? Vanilla? Oh, my daughter just gave me ice cream.
Oh, wow. So I have a theory that it's impossible to look tough while holding an ice cream cone. So you got to try it out. Like, give us your best tough face.
It's delicious. Thank you, baby. Okay, we'll get some later.
That's awesome. I love that.
Okay, we'll get some later.
She's great.
She is awesome. I love my bitty. All right. So, did we ever answer that? Your first time entering the...
So, super exciting because it's so new and so fresh and it's just becoming a big thing on TV. And then... I tell everybody, it's like being in Haight-Ashbury in the 60s. you're bound to see Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, like everybody being at the Axe House right when the ghost hunting shows started.
Oh my God, I bet that was amazing. You were put in the right place.
Oh yeah, and still, like, I can remember Darwin goes, yeah, have you ever heard of this Ghost Adventures outfit? Like, Ghost Adventures? Yeah, something like that. Are they any good? Like, that's the highest rated show on Travel Channel. Oh, we should let them come. I'm like, please, you know? And it's just, and every time a show comes, like, oh my gosh, so-and-so is coming. This is awesome. Because I love the shows. I love watching the shows. And with my job, whenever they film, it's just me hanging out with them for like a week every day. And that's how I remain friends with every one of them. And it's usually summertime. Instead of sitting outside sweating while they're getting B-roll and stuff, dude, go sit in my house, watch Netflix, grab a beer, make yourself a sandwich. And nobody does that for them. Like Ghost Lab, I said that to them and they were just like,
right?
And they're very standoffish at first. And then, you know, I've become really good friends with Brad and Barry. And they're like, dude, the last place we're at, some old lady was screaming at us about our cables touching our flowers. And
yeah,
they go, we're in a town and they had a African-American gentleman on the team and somebody said we better not see him after the sun goes down or something stupid like that. And I'm just like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, this whole thing's been a nightmare.
Oh my gosh.
Like, why would people treat you like that, that you're coming to their town?
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy. It's sad. It's stupid. And so I was just like, dude, go take a nap on my couch. I'll get you a blanket. You know? And,
yeah.
So my house.
They're so strict sometimes, though.
Yeah. My house, like every single team that's been here has come over at 4 a.m. and had coffee in my kitchen. And we're sitting around talking theories and ideas, and you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's very cool being here and all the people come here, and you know, it's just neat.
Oh my
gosh. The one that didn't happen that I wished would have happened was Martha, who's 88 I believe now, goes, do you know about Ozzy Osbourne? Like, doesn't everybody know Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh like, my God.
Ozzy and Jack were wanting to come here on that, where they were going to weird places.
Oh no! Why did they do it?
Lockdown happened.
Ah, fuck lockdown, man!
Right. And so it's just like, oh man, I could have met Ozzy.
Right?
Ozzy and Jack, and you know, like, that would have been so cool.
Oh my God. We've got to get Ozzy and Jack out there, y'all. We've got to just like message them like, okay, so y'all need to go to the Velisca Ass House, because
just to see Ozzy having a conversation with Martha would be worth it to me.
100%. Oh, that would have been great. Oh my God.
The greatest story for me personally, it was last summer, doing day tours, and I see this blonde waiting in line, covered in tattoos. I'm like, she looks interesting, like my kind of people. I'll go talk to her for a little bit. She had a little girl with her. We're just chit-chatting for like half an hour. She goes, do you like Slipknot? I'm like, this is Iowa. Everybody loves Slipknot. Those are our boys, you know? She goes, that's Paul's daughter, Paul Gray, the bassist that passed away.
Oh, like, no way.
Like, so I go inside and I Google Paul Gray's daughter. That was his daughter. And the blonde was his widow, Brenna. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. October, the daughter is a big Sam and Colby fan. And so she wanted to come to the Axe House because Sam and Colby were here.
Yeah.
So, like, we talk forever and exchange numbers and become friends over time now. And but it's just like Slipknot's given me so much happiness in my life. Now I get to give Paul's daughter
happiness?
Yeah, it's like, that was super special to me. And like, I made her up a little gift bag with a bunch of ghost hunting gear.
Oh, so cool.
Thermal imaging and REM pods and everything she could want to get started. Night vision camera. And I'm like,
wow. This will
get you going, recorder, you know. And
so you know, that. It's funny because my son, my 18-year-old son and my 9-year-old daughter has told me, can you reach out to Sam and Colby? Can you reach out to Overwatch or Overnight? I can't remember. The YouTube people. And get them on your show. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't tried yet, but I'll try it now. Here you are talking about Sam and Colby, and I'm like, wait.
You want to know how stupid I am?
What?
So,
you're not stupid.
Oh, just wait. Anytime a show films, your one-on-one, like, phone conversations every day for months, it's annoying.
You know? Oh, no. I
mean, I'm grateful for them coming, but it's just like, dude, I just told the other guy this 10 times. You know, like, they talk to each other.
All right? Is there communication between y'all? I mean, God.
And every night of the week, we have overnights, 7 nights a week. Every night, there's somebody. These kids show up. Yeah, we're YouTubers. I go, everyone's a YouTuber. And I meant to say that in my head, but it came out of my mouth. I'm like, uh-oh. And I felt bad, so I'm like, I'm a YouTuber, guys. I got 2 subscribers. So these Sam and Colby were so nice and so friendly. As I'm walking home, I'm having the dad conversation. Those are some fine boys. You know, those are just some nice fellers.
Those are some nice young men.
Yeah, I was so taken back by how nice they were. It's usually,
oh, they're stuck up and entitled.
But sometimes teenagers are like, son, listen.
Yeah, right? You haven't really experienced this world, let me tell you.
So my 14-year-old daughter goes, who's at the Axe House? And I go, some YouTubers. And she goes, Sam and Colby. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Showed me a picture. I'm like, yep. So I go knock at the door so she can meet them. She gets her picture done with them, and they put their arms around my daughter. I'm like,
oh,
hands on the shoulders, boys. Dad's here. They're like, oh, sorry. And so the episode came out, and I watched it. I was like, that was really good. Then I looked, and like them at Transylvania and Dracula's castle. I'm like, that was the day I made fun of billionaire YouTubers with billions of subscribers. And honestly, like, I've watched all the ghost hunting shows like everybody else. There's been times where I'm just like, dude, I'm about to fall asleep if you don't do something.
Right.
You know? Sam and Colby. Gosh. I'm kind of super fan of now because...
Oh, my God, I know, because they're so funny.
Yeah, and it's that youthful excitement. It's exciting because they're young and they're experiencing this for the first time. And
yes.
They hear a noise and they go crazy. And
like Aaron. Like Aaron. That's why I love Aaron so much, because every time did you hear that?
It's fun to watch. You get engaged with it. It's like... Some of the other shows are like watching a band play and all they do is stare at their shoes on stage.
Right.
Like, come on, man. You know, but.
Oh.
So one gripe I have with them real quick. So they're on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they told Joe Rogan.
Yeah, oh, Joe Rogan's awesome.
They're like, when we leave these places, we're kind of weird for a day or two. We call it the paranormal hangover.
Yes.
I told them that.
Yes, because you told me that.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So
I went back and
that's
I rewatched
not their
the
thing.
No, I rewatched the episode, and you see me saying, "Yeah, whenever you leave these places, you're going to be weird for a day or two. It takes a while." I call
like
it
jet lag.
Hangover.
Yeah. Yep, and you called it. You said it's like jet lag, but it's a paranormal hangover.
Who else in the paranormal world besides Johnny Hauser would come up with paranormal hangover? I mean, but I guess, like, at least Joe Rogan laughed and didn't say that's the dumbest term I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I think it's amazing. Especially, right? Yes, it's awesome. Those that have had hangovers know what this is like.
Yeah, it takes a day or two to recoup from it.
Yes, it does. In the chat, we've had, let me go back, because there's been quite a few chit-chatters going on in there. Bad Boob said, Ozzy is actually my dad, so...
Wait a minute, I thought I was your dad. I know who this is. I take offense to that.
And then on the other side, on the purple side, they're saying there's a YouTube channel I like to watch called Amy's Crypt. A little gal from Australia who did a night at the house. I loved her episode. I like watching Amy's Crypt. She is pretty thorough whenever she actually does her research instead of like some of these that are just going out to, oh, I'm going on an investigation.
Yeah.
You know? So I do like her.
I'd like to delve into Amy's Crypt a little bit.
Okay, so go for it.
They've been here twice.
Oh, so really?
There's another episode coming out. I probably, who cares?
It's on YouTube.
Right. So they come up with the Ghost Tube apps.
I know, I saw that.
So my philosophy is, and I know the app thing with you ghost hunters, but if we don't try new things, we might as well still be doing seances. At some point, somebody said, this REM pod might do something. You know, it just...
Right?
Try it. If it doesn't work, laugh and delete it. So I'm going to tell you my ghost tube stories.
Okay.
So it started with my daughter. She downloaded it. And my daughter had a friend staying the night, and there was a cancellation at the Axe House, and they're like, can we go over and investigate the Axe House? Just don't tell your mom when you go to her house. You know? So I go over to check on them. I'm like, let's just sit here quiet for a little bit. Clearly you hear a chair being dragged across the floor upstairs. I'm like, are you guys hearing this? They look like Scooby and Shaggy in the corner. Then you hear the attic door go upstairs, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be protected here. I kind of want to run out of this place. My daughter goes, if that was you guys, do it again. It does it again. And she goes, Dad, that was you. I'm like, you're looking at me. I'm not even moving. I'm just sitting here. She goes, where'd it come from then? And her phone goes, over here. On the Ghost Tube app. So I did the Midwest. It double pat on the legs. Well, I suppose. Like, you girls have fun. So, I have a friend come visit that's a forensic nurse, and she doesn't believe in ghosts at all. She visited with her sister and stuff, and we're having drinks on my front porch, and it always turns into, let's go over to the Axe House. So, I'm like, I'm going to download this Ghost Tube app. You download the Ghost Tube app. If both of our phones are saying stuff that's pertinent to the case, maybe, you know, who knows. So we go upstairs. She says the name Sarah. Before Sarah is out of her mouth, the phone goes, Mom. We're joking about how Joe's dad told the newspaper that Sarah had the cleanest kids in town, because it's a weird thing to say, you know. It goes, Grandpa. So my friend goes, oh, are you a ghost? Where are you? It goes, behind you. She jumped from one bed over to the bed I was sitting on. So we go downstairs. I put both phones on Ina and Lena's bed side by side. Nobody said anything about her being a nurse ever. Nurse, help, axe, murder, nurse, help, murder, nurse, help, like going crazy. She starts crying. She goes, I can't help you. I can't see you.
Aww.
Which made me start laughing.
Of course
we
go you would.
We go to the kitchen. It goes, Neil. And she's like, what'd it say? And it goes, lady of the night. So she started in with, oh, no, you didn't. You know? And I'm pushing her out the doors. Don't start a fight with these ghosts. I got to work here. So like 2 weeks later, and I don't know if I've told anyone this story. It just happened.
Oh, yay. I got an exclusive, y'all.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. It's like the Unsolved Mysteries updates. Bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
That's like the SVU. Dun, dun.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. We're trying to figure out freaking TV channels.
a lady comes for a day tour. She says that she's a direct descendant of one of the suspects. And I'm like,
what?
So she pulls this computer print-offs of her genealogy. She is a great-great-granddaughter of Henry Lee Moore, who killed his mom and grandma 2 months after this in Columbia, Missouri, with an axe. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel right about you going in the house. Like, this is weird. So she goes to walk in. I usually hang out at the barn for other people to come. I'm like, I got to walk in and see what the vibe, to see what happens. So I grab my phone and I turn on the Ghost Tube app and I put it on mute, throw it in my pocket and walking around with her. Nothing happens. Walk out. I look. It says two things. Why is she here? I'm angry.
Oh, shit.
So I text Amy. I'm like, I gave her the rundown, the scenario. I'm like, how does this app work? Like, I have to know how this works. She goes, it just has a 1,000+ word bank in it that randomly throws words out. Like, for it to say, why is she here angry? The moment a direct descendant of a suspect walks in.
Right?
The place, she's like, I'm like, what's the probability of that?
Right?
So I will argue all day long that Ghost Tube works as a good obelisk for sure.
And see, that's been my thing, though. Ovulus. I have a video on YouTube where I talk about how the ovulus is so fake. Because how is a ghost going to know what words to pick out of a 200? Well, because at the time, it was only like 250 words. Mm-hmm. 250 words data bank on what they're going to say. But
the way I look at it, and just like, so I had the Constantinos, Mark and Debbie. I did a bunch of events with them.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That was so sad. I did not see that coming at all.
My daughter has a Ouija board backpack that they gave her when she was 4 years old. Like all these people I've worked with in TV and stuff, I'm real friends with that have given me gifts, and I've given them gifts, and we had 10 recorders, the exact same make, the exact same model, on the exact same settings, same batteries out of the same multi-pack, all touching each other, lined up on the table. 4 of them would get EVPs where the rest wouldn't. So that started the thought of voices are just vibrations that resonate on eardrums. Do ghosts have vocal cords? Do they have eardrums? How are they talking? So we thought, are they psychically, like psychokinetically?
Telekinesis. Printing? I mean, not telekinesis. The mind one.
Yeah. Are they imprinting on devices? What? Like, okay, so I've been in locations with friends that I know don't lie. They take a bullet for me. They're like, oh my gosh, are you hearing this? Are you seeing this? I'm like, I'm not hearing or seeing nothing. I know they're not lying, but I'm not experiencing it. They are.
Telepathy.
Yeah, telepathy. So it's they can communicate who hears what at different locations. They can communicate these 4 recorders that we're going to say something to, but the rest we're not. So can they do the same thing with our phones or with devices? You know, is it all energy imprinted type stuff?
Yeah.
You know, John Tenney said something that really resonated with me. He said that this girl saw a ghost of her grandpa in his hip waders and fishing outfit, you know, and it's just like, well, he's not wearing that in the afterlife. That's just a mental picture that you remember from him that you love. Did he trigger something in your brain to create that visually in front of you? You know, is it all that kind of stuff?
That is, wow. I'm just flabbergasted because it's like you said, like whenever you have all those that are lined up on a table or something, and then you have only one recorder getting something. Are they choosing that recorder because of who it belongs to?
Right, because it's like they are the same recorders with the same settings down to the same batteries from the same multi-pack. Exact same. And they're touching each other. Like, I look at it as like a choose your own adventure book. It's like, turn to page 23 if you want to walk down the hallway. Let's say you and I are at the Axe Murder House.
We're going to be.
Yes. You're having a ton of stuff happen. I'm not having anything happen. I don't think it's like saying, well, I hate that guy. It's more of, we're all looking for our own answers and we're all on our own journey. Maybe that night is specific to your journey and not mine. That's why it's happening to you.
Now we're going to be right back after this brief break.
Are you looking for a supernatural radio show that is informative and fun? A show with topics such as ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic energy, spirits, cryptids, and more, hosted by paranormal investigators with years of investigations under their belts? Then look no further than The Calling 2.0, powered by the Sim Crew, hosted by paranormal investigator Jerry and psychic medium Valentina, along with others. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
Do you know where the world's most secret bases are located? Do you know what spooky action at a distance means? Is there a conspiracy by aliens to prevent us from conquering space? And where is the best place in the United States to see a real UFO? Find the answers to all these questions and more in Mac Maloney's new book, Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe. Visit places you never knew existed, the Phantom Tunnels of Tokyo, the UFO Trail in South America, Ong's Hat, and the very mysterious M Triangle. Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe contains hundreds of reports on ghosts, haunted planes and ships, weird celebrity deaths, mysterious sounds, and a breakdown of every monster in America, state by state. You've heard him talk about it on the radio. Now, get all of Mac's paranormal research in one large volume. Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe, with a foreword by the very famous Juan Juan. On sale now in your local bookstore or on Amazon.com.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. It wasn't that long. Right? Right?
Right.
Not me.
Right? No. Oh my God. That could be totally it. I am so looking forward to doing this because I get so many, like, I go to this one location where I can't talk about it, but I can talk about it, but I can't talk about it, you know? And
Malvern Manor.
Oh, well, no, I haven't been there yet. I haven't been there yet, Josh Hurd, but I'm looking forward to going there one day. But I've been to this one place in Arkansas that I can't talk about. It's a hospital. It's an old hospital. You probably know from that. But it's an old hospital that I've been to, and I go there. God, I've been there like four times. And every time I go there, I have this one intelligent spirit that actually knows who I am. They'll say my name. They'll call me a freak, because, of course, what woman looked like I did back in early 1900s?
Yeah. Right.
And it's amazing how these intelligent spirits actually keep, you know, in their mind, they remember you. Mm-hmm. They remember you. And you seem to have a lot of intelligent spirits over at this house, because they know you.
Yeah.
They know you, and they know some of the people that have gone in there before. And whenever you went in there the first time and you experienced what you experienced, whenever you kept going in there, did anything change? Did something like kind of spur a familiarity? Did I say that right?
Yeah. I think we're on the same level fear-wise at this point, where I totally understand what you're saying.
Yes.
People watching might be listening to this going,
what the fuck?
We need to change things, and we're going to talk to some people. This is bullshit. You know? But
if you're not having fun right now, y'all need to have a few drinks in you. Losing up.
So, as weird as it sounds, I feel like the house knows me. I know the house. I feel like protector of the house, and I feel like it protects me, which is so weird, because I went down, did a thing at the Sally house, and I was just pretty nervous because I had bad experiences there, and I'm just like, okay. And in my head, it sounds so Norman Bates, but I'm just like, oh, the Axe house ain't going to let that house do anything to me. Like, these are my boys, you know. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It feels like it knows me. I know it. And I talk every day. I'm in there. I've been there 20 years. I've done over 700 overnights alone in that house. I know the Axe House more than anyone does as far as paranormal and things like that. I know its moods. I know what it produces, and it's changed so many times. It's not the same house it was 20 years ago, I can tell you that.
So why not? Is it because of all the traffic that's come through it, or?
I think so.
Yeah. Polluting it?
I piss a lot of Axe House purists off when I say this, but I don't care. Be mad. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think the family's there or ever has been there.
Who do you think is there?
I don't think it's the killer. I'm the one that started that, I'll admit, and that's not what I meant. I told Travel Channel this.
Oh, yeah, they like to pick and select their words.
And they turned it into the killers in the house. But what I told them was, you walk into a room where someone had an argument, you feel that negative energy. It's real. It lingers. They could have been done fighting 2 hours ago. You still feel it. So something like this, it had like an atom bomb of negative energy dropped on it. Had to just soak into that place. And what if negative energy can portray whatever it wants? Because people were asking, EVP-wise, who did this? The magic question. They were getting different names that nobody's ever heard of. Till I went back through the detective notes, they were all names of people who lived in town throughout the years.
What?
The guy that, like Twilight Zone shit, man.
Holy Jesus.
Someone gets to EVP of the guy that owned the shoe store in the 30s. Unless you're a super nerd with Velisca history, nobody.
Yeah. No.
So with that, I was just like, whatever's here is just messing with people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just messing with people.
It's this is funny. It likes jokes.
Yeah. And this story here is a very typical of what the Axe House produces. I had a guy by himself gets an EVP of a woman saying a woman's name. He texts me. I'm like, I'll come over and listen to it. It was a woman saying a woman's name. And I'm like, that doesn't ring a bell historically. I'll have to dig into it, maybe. He goes, no, that was his girlfriend's name 33 years ago in Texas, who's still alive. To me, that's something saying, I know everything about you, and I want you to know I know everything about you.
That's scary, Johnny.
The very next day, group of YouTubers from Maryland, same thing. Voice from their past, super personal.
So this not be a ghost at all, but maybe something else?
Something inhuman that's been here from
a long ass time ago.
That's what I think it is. Yeah, it's like 1918, Reverend Kelly, a shadow came out of the shed and handed him the axe. Nobody's talking about shadow figures in 1980. I can remember it in the 80s where shadow figures were aliens.
Yeah. I mean, you talked to Mike Ricksetter.
Yeah.
Shadow people didn't really start coming out until the late 80s, early 90s, and that's when shadow people were called evil.
Yeah.
But I don't believe all shadow people are evil. I just believe that it's how you perceive it and how it's presenting itself.
Right.
It's an entity, period. They're all entities.
And I also look at the house as like rose red, like
the house rose is its red, own entity. Yeah.
It's haunting itself.
Yeah. You know?
Because people will be like, oh, I felt it. I rolled a ball and one of the kids kissed me on the hand. I'm like, last night they ran out of there, wouldn't go back in. I got to mail all their gear back to them. How was this the same location? Because they had a totally different experience.
I think it just gives you
what you're putting into it. And
right.
If you want to play with a kid, you play with a kid. If you want to hit the hornet's nest with a baseball bat.
This house is amazing all in and of itself. I know I got something. Let me go back. Let me see if I can find it. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Stork and Beans, I'm trying to find your post. I can't find their post. They were talking about Amy's Amy's app. Let's see. That sounds like something Josh Hurd would come up with. Oh, okay, that was way back in the... Okay, let me go down.
We just like talking shit on Josh.
We do, because Josh never messages me back.
Nope. Hollywood Hurd.
Right?
That's got to stick, Hollywood Hurd.
So... Dork and Bean says, Ghost Tube uses the phone's magnetometer and scans electromagnetic frequencies and white noise for words that are in the word bank or close to words in the word bank, and this says them, something like that. Yeah, but if you look at a phone and you think of all the possibilities that a phone can do, I mean, look at Big Brother and how they monitor phones all over the United States. Couldn't that be something that happens?
I know for a fact, I know some of these app developers, they'll use GPS in your phone. If you're in a field, it's going to say trees, grass, you know, it's entertainment. But, and that's why I said nobody said anything about her being a nurse. Yeah, if it just sort of said axe murder,
that's a little different,
It's pinging us at the axe murder house. But nurse? And then Sarah, mother, you know, it's... And I... Like I say, I'm just saying, try things out. And I tell these young kids that come to the Axe House that just start their first team and this is their first investigation. I'm just like, why are you here? But I'm like, it's up to you, young kids. Like, you're the future of this field. Try new things and try crazy stuff, like out of the box ideas. And we've been doing the same thing for 20, 30 years, and we don't have much. Proof yet, not yet.
I know we're over the hour, but if you don't mind, I'd love to still talk to you. All right, sweet.
I might have to yell at my daughter to bring me up a beer here. After
I totally understand. If you saw me, I was like, just a minute
ago.
If
anybody gets offended to that, I can remember riding in the back of a pickup down the interstate.
Me too.
Dad and uncle. I had to hand them beers through the window as they're drinking and driving.
Me too. And so, my cousin had me in her lap while I was driving, and I was nine years old.
Right.
Oh my gosh. You guys have missed out on so much. I actually feel a little apologetic for them because we got all the fun. We got all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like pioneers of that last. Generation.
Yep. And then once internet came, it was like a local town hall where condemn everybody. No, you shouldn't condemn everybody. You should actually research your shit. Just research. All you gotta do is research. Stop being lazy.
The other day, I'm like, I miss Andrew Dice Clay. So I watched that Andrew Dice Clay series on Amazon Prime. And within the first 2 minutes, I'm like, dude, it was a whole different world. Like, he just insulted every possible person you could insult in 2 minutes.
Right. Well, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll tell you.
I'm looking at the crowd. They're all smoking. Like, that's so weird to see people smoking.
I mean, back in the day, Johnny, back in the day in the 90s when I was 16 years old, I said political correctness is going to kill us. It's going to be the end of the United States. What is happening in 2023? It's crazy is in mostly the same. I never handed Dad any beers, but riding in the back of a pickup, driving in Dad's lap, etc.
I can remember it was probably 5 or 6 and Dad, I was acting up in the store and he just like made me go sit in the car by myself.
I got my butt blistered.
I'd get the belt. I'd get whipped with his belt.
I'm going to spank you. No, you won't. Okay.
My favorite story of my dad, and this is, I'm very.
And my dad is amazing. Don't you dare not my dad, y'all.
Right. My favorite story of my dad, and this is where I get my attitude for sure. I got off the school bus, and the bus driver wouldn't let my brother off the bus. My dad's like, where's your brother? The bus driver wouldn't let him off. Throws me in his old 1970 Chevy pickup. The bus is going down the thing. We do the big Dukes of Hazzard skid and my T-bone almost like right where the bus can't move. My dad kicks the bus door open, drags the bus driver out of the bus, knocked the shit out of him, and never did that to my brother again.
Oh my god! Yes, for your dad.
Like, yeah, that's I get that from my dad. 100%. No tolerance for stupid bullshit.
Oh, that's me.
Especially with my kids.
That's me. And I get that. I mean, my dad was an ex-police officer. My mom worked in retail. I get it. I understand. I grew up working in retail, the military, all this odds and ends bullshit. You know, don't.
Yep.
It's pointless. There's worse things out in the world than what you're crying over, I promise.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Incognito says, I thankfully lived with no internet for some years of my life and no iPhones. LOL. Raves with a dispo camera.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. Yes, that's how we lived. Raves with a disco camera. Exactly. That 35 millimeter camera.
I seen a TikTok where this young girl's like, we need to talk about Gen X. Are you guys okay? Are you doing okay? And this lady's like, listen up. We did this and this and this and this and this and played at the river all day and cover ourselves in mud and nobody knew where we were at. We're fine.
Right, we're totally fine. We're surviving. Don't know about anybody else, but we are great.
I do have to say, old people, stop getting so mad at young people, because right. What were you guys doing in the 60s?
Right?
Protesting against civil rights, or protesting for civil rights, against police brutality. You're doing the same thing.
Same thing.
That's what kids are supposed to do.
This is like a repetitive thing that happens like every 50, 60 years.
Yeah. Young kids are supposed to protest. They're supposed to change the world.
Yes.
Because this is going to be their world.
And so, the streetlight was the curfew. Exactly, Alarian. Exactly.
Right.
Streetlight was, or you had to be far enough away you could still hear your parent. Either whistle, holler. Or
if you weren't
shoot
home,
a gunshot in the freaking air.
I remember getting whipped with a belt because I wouldn't pull my loose tooth out. Like, you know, I was scared to death as a little kid. I didn't want to pull it out. And Dad, you better get that out of your mouth before I get home from work.
Right?
And no. So my brother and sister were concocting things, a string to his little plastic bow and arrow and the doorknob and...
I'm going to tell you right now, my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, refuses to have anybody pull her teeth out. She does it herself. She does it herself.
I
did so good. I'm so proud. But she did it herself. She's a leader and a fighter. And I love that. I love that about her.
Like, I love my parents. My parents are great. It was a whole different time. I had a dog that bit somebody. The dog had to be put down.
Hmm.
Who had to put the dog down?
Oh, Kidney God.
I had to walk my dog down the railroad tracks and shoot it.
Oh, and no.
It sounds terrible and crazy, but
it's something 80s, it's got to do. Yeah.
And I mean, it's horrible. And I'm to the point now where I can't get close to pets because of that. But that's how things were back then. And you just
You had to toughen up. You had to do what you got to do to make sure people are safe. And
yeah,
I mean, I understand.
The dog would have been put down regardless, you know.
Yeah.
It's like back then, it was a Wild West, man.
Yeah.
Crazy back in those days.
Yeah. It's hard, though. I know it's hard, especially when you see something that actually trusts you and you're walking it to its death. I can understand completely.
Yeah.
I can understand completely.
Heavy for a little kid to deal with.
Yes, that should have been something the parent should have dealt with.
Yeah.
But I understand why the parent put it on the child so the child would learn. However, at 10 years old, that's a little rough. Maybe 15, 16.
So, Dad, I should give backstory. Dad was an old Marine.
Ah, there it is.
Was in Vietnam. You know,
yep.
He was a grunt in Vietnam infantry. So it's
Semper Fi.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a lot of boys don't cry.
Yeah, boys don't cry.
Girls cry. Like, no humans have emotions. That's what makes us different from robots.
Yes, exactly. And in this day and age with AI coming apart, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. What about this alien stuff?
Oh, I know, right? Okay. All right, let's get into the alien stuff. I'm excited over this one. So the United States decided to come out with their alien stuff back in June of what, 2021, 2022? It was 2021.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yes, it's real. It's duh. Well, you know, most of the United States already knew this. So.
Right.
And Area 51, where are the other areas? So I saw a spacecraft back when I was like 7 or 8 years old in Dothan, Alabama. I saw a star that was twinkling really weird, and then it just took off. And in my mind, because I had just watched like an Unsolved Mystery or something like that with the UFO. So in my mind, I'm like, ugh. And I go inside because this person was abducted by aliens. I didn't want to be abducted by aliens.
Right.
But years later, I see like 3 or 4 of them all at once in Destin, Florida. Have you ever heard of the orange lights in Destin, Florida?
Yep.
I saw that. But
that's awesome.
I saw it back in 2008. And when I go to research that, I can't find it anywhere. So I'm like, I've lost my mind. I have no idea. Did it happen? In 2015, it happened. But it doesn't say anything about 2008. Did they wipe it? Because in Destin, Florida, I was at a friend's house, and I recorded it on my phone. 3 objects in the air, orange objects, like they were communicating with each other. One went bright, and the other 2 like responded. And then it would go back and forth between the 3. And it was like, what is going on? I had like 35 to 45 minutes worth of like communication going on with this.
That's awesome.
And my phone was stolen back in 2009 when my house was broken into. Never has my house been broken into before. I moved to Oklahoma, and not even a year later, my house is broken into.
Interesting.
Right? Well, I see another one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm coming back from a ballet. Yes, I like ballets. I went to a ballet. Yes, I like ballets. Sorry, but some of them are
so
good.
Josh Hollywood.
But coming back, I saw what was like a blue light in the sky. I thought at first it was one of those, hey, we're here lights, you know, those big, huge lights that like some car dealerships have. I thought it was one of those because it was cloudy. But then it just kind of, I didn't see the tail end that kind of connected it to the other part. And I just saw it go straight up into the sky. And I went, wait, what? So I have a feeling that sometimes these objects follow people, and they follow people to watch them and see what they're doing at certain times. And when they're seen, they're like, oh, shit.
Like a case study of sorts.
Exactly. Exactly. And, so, you know, it's weird. It's weird.
I've never seen a ghost, but I've seen a UFO when I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
Oh my God, so almost the same age.
Yeah, we would we'd go to church every Sunday, and afterwards we'd just drive around the country, and Mom and Dad would listen to the oldies, you know, and I'm looking up at the sky in the back of my dad's Cutlass, and I see it looks like a ball bearing just sitting in the sky, and I'm staring at it for like half an hour to go up, boom, back down, up, boom, back down.
Oh my God, so it's bouncing.
It just shot off into the sky, disappeared. But being, I was in the Army, and I can tell you nothing.
Yes. Kim Kaur.
Nothing comes out of the military unless it's coming from above.
Yeah.
So they're releasing this stuff on purpose.
Oh, yeah. They're showing you the shiny thing in this hand while they're hiding something over here.
Right.
Is exactly what they're doing.
And like Neil deGrasse Tyson said,
oh, I love him.
He's like, we've never found life, but that's the equivalent of saying, of like dipping a shot glass in the ocean and going, oh, no fish.
Right.
He's like, that's what we've what we know of our solar system and our galaxy is a little shot glass worth compared to an ocean.
Yeah.
And I don't think aliens are angry or mean, because if they were malicious, we would not be here.
Oh, we
right
would
now.
Not be here. No. Not with the technology they have.
No. No chance.
No. You know what my idea is on that? We are like an ant farm.
Yeah.
We are a science project. Okay, so you see how all these people in Hollywood are wanting to look like everybody else. So all these people in Hollywood kind of have the same look, the big, huge lips, the big, huge eyes, whatever kind of hair, right?
And that is not attractive at all.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. But like then you see these... And then you see these aliens. The aliens are supposedly look a lot alike with the eyes and the head and the shape of their body and everything. I think maybe we were some of the ones that were different and they wanted to see how we would progress. And so they put us on a different planet to have that experiment, that science experiment, to see how we would all come together and how it would eventually fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's my opinion, y'all. That's just what I think. And it's not fact. There's no factual evidence when it comes to this mess.
In the ever-expanding cosmos that goes on infinite, if we are the only form of life, how special does that make us?
Oh my gosh.
And how bad are we screwing it up?
Well, 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 here we are at the end of part two of the Johnny Houser saga. Hold your horses, folks, because the fun's not over yet. Get ready to buckle up for part three, where Johnny and yours truly will keep the spooky conversation going. And hey, a big shout out to all you awesome parapeeps who tuned in. You guys rock. Don't forget to smash that follow button so you don't miss out on what's coming next. Until we meet again, bye y'all.